This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. In just about an hour, the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee will consider two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, a vote to formally impeach the president could come next week.
The panel's expected to vote on the articles within days, with a full House vote likely by Christmas. If they're approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial, where the GOP majority is unlikely to convict the president. Still, it would be a potentially bitter process, coming just as voters in Iowa and elsewhere start making their choices in the 2020 primaries. President Trump says that's what this is all about.
They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election, and that's the only way they can do it.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to overthrow democracy, using flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous articles of impeachment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias, there were major flaws in how that investigation was conducted.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said the system failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI investigations were based on facts and not political bias. Attorney General William Barr has criticized Horowitz's report, saying the investigation was based on what he calls a bogus narrative and not ruling out that agents might have acted in bad faith. This is